FCUM Radio's FC Live Replay is brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And now, FC United's trip to Grantham Town from the 18th of August, 2012.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, wherever you are. This is FC United coming live from the South, Stevenson Stadium. And I've just noticed to my left-hand side, a number of the FC coaches, probably Vinnie Thompson's coaches, are just arriving with about 6 minutes to go. There's a large group of fans in the ground already. And as he says, it is a boiling hot day. Pitch looks fantastic. It's flat. It's conducive to good football, one would expect. And it's the first game of the season. So how are you feeling, Ben?
I'm feeling very warm. And there's a wasp flying around, which is doing my head in. But we've got the team news.
We have got the team news. Should we do the team news?
Do the team.
Let's do the team news then. Okay, well, let's start, as it's customary for us, to start with FC United of Manchester. And in this opening game of the season, in the EvoStick Northern Premier Division, it's James Spencer in goals. Number two and captain this afternoon is Kyle Jacobs. Number three is Lee Neville. Number four, Dave Birch. Number five, Adam Jones. Number six, Dean Stott. Number seven, Carlos Rocker. Number eight, Jake Cottrell. Number nine, Mike Norton. Number 10, Jerome Wright. And number 11, Matty Wolfenden. On the bench for FC United this afternoon, we have number 12, it's Stephen Johnson. Number 14, Danny Grimshaw. Number 15, Scott Cheatham. Number 16, Chris Amardi. And number 17, Charlie Anderson. And FC United this afternoon playing in red shirts, white shorts and white stockings.
Did you say red shirts?
Yes.
They're playing in white, aren't they?
No, they're the warm-up tops.
Oh, clever.
And over to Ben for the home team.
Oh, my word. Right, OK, in goal, James Lindley. Then Sam Perpico, like Serpico.
Serpico, but Perpico.
Then Lee Potts, Grant Brinley, Sam Saunders, Phil Watts, Reese Lewis, Martin Ball, Paul Grimes, Ben Saunders, who's the captain, and Emeka Wandylike. As our runner there from constructivecoding.com provides water for...
They also might need to know the substitutes, Ben.
Substitutes. Yes. Tony Battersby, Carl Demigie? Yeah?
That'll do.
Okay, Damien McGee, Michael Jacklin and Jamie McGee.
Do you think the McGees may be related? I think they may well be indeed related.
You've been asked a question.
Already?
Who's Chris Anderson?
Who's Chris Anderson? I don't know. Charlie Anderson's playing for FC United, number 17.
Well, the question is, who's Chris Anderson?
Chris Anderson, I think he works at local Baker's.
Who's Charlie Anderson?
Charlie Anderson?
Yes.
He is the son of Viv Anderson.
Viv Anderson, he used to be assistant manager at that Poxy team up in the North East, Middlesbrough.
Yeah, and also was the first black player to represent his country, and also captain his country, and also win the FA Cup and... many teams. The European Cup with Nottingham Forest.
It's the Middlesbrough link he's more famous for, though, isn't it? Let's be honest.
No, he's more famous for actually winning the European Cup, perhaps, I would have thought.
Okay, let's put that one to bed.
Would you not think the European Cup takes precedent over actually playing for Middlesbrough?
I don't know.
I mean, Andy Walker's just turned up. You might have said that for that reason, because he is obviously a smoggy FC United fan. However, no, winning the European Cup with Brian Clough is probably more important than playing or being assistant manager at Middlesbrough.
Studio thinks that Borough is what he's most famous for.
Well, Studio might think that, but Studio would be wrong. But anyway, we have a segregated round today on a running track, so the fans from FC United at the far corner and below us to our right hand side. We've got a great vantage point here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So
we worked hard on this.
Sorry?
We worked hard to get this vantage
point.
Well,
I did. I just walked up and said, there's the plug. Brilliant. Can we go there? You wrap it down there as the teams are being led out by a gingerbread man. As we hear it, the ground is known as the Maze, and they're known as the Gingerbread Men. And FC United, together with Grantham Town, made the way. Grantham Town are champions of their division last year, going up. And FC United this afternoon, obviously a team that just missed out on the playoffs. But it's a new season, a few additions to the squad. For those of you that were wondering, or might be wondering, maybe not wondering, why there's only me here this afternoon, well, unfortunately...
Hello.
Hello,
Matt.
In a commentating capacity... is purely down to the fact that the rest aren't here. And All I'm going to say is New Mills. Good luck this afternoon, New Mills. Good luck this afternoon. And we hope you hope you do well. And as importantly, if not more importantly, in fact, definitely more importantly, a good start from FC United. But as I said, the fans from FC United, the far corner, we might get a little bit of that Moss Mike atmosphere kind of thing going, if we can.
Yeah, we can. We've had a text in, welcome back. I'm stuck at a family wedding. Thank God for Android apps and concealable headphones. By the way, I'm pretty sure that the Kestavinian rhymes with heaven, not Stephen. That's from Fellsworth.
K-E, Stephen, Kesteven, that's what I'm calling it, see. I tell you what,
Kesteven.
I tell you what, that's dedication, he's the groom. That's dedication for you. Well done, Fellsworth. Can't believe it, the fact that I can't believe he's getting married. Or someone's invited him to a wedding. That's just being punched in the back by some smart gentleman in a white shirt. With an iPad. Has everyone got iPads around here? What's going on? It's just iPad madness. If you think you can come along here using our power, but as I say, an afternoon of football entertainment, the opening game of the season for FC United and Grantham. Last night, the opening game of the season was a 5-4 thriller at Stockbridge Park Steels. Stockbridge going down by 4-5, and I'm led to believe that Nick Suerard of ex-FC United has just signed for them. So
he's the Barrow lad, wasn't he?
Nick Suerard?
Yeah.
No, Nick Suerard's from Manchester.
What was the Barrow lad called? Suerard?
The Barrow lad?
Yeah, he came from Hoker Old Boys.
You don't know who the Hoker Old Boys... I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to let a listener tell you that.
Get in touch.
Which ex-Hoker Old Boy player played for FC United? I'll give you a clue. It starts with Swarbrick.
That's...
Damn, I've just ruined
Damn.
It again.
Damn.
Well, the teams have... I've met, shaken hands, and FC United are playing from right to left in this opening 45 minutes. James Lindley, the goalkeeper from Grantham Sporting, a quite nice, attractive, light blue goalkeeping kit. This is going to be a tough encounter for FC United this afternoon.
A tweet in from Roderick Giggs. Going to tune in to FCM Radio today. He's got sweaty palms as he waits.
Roderick Giggs. Remember when Roderick worked with us? No, most people don't. How are you, Roger? Hope you're well. I hope to see you soon, my friend. I suppose Mr. Meller may well be coming back then, if Roger is back with us, as he is not here this afternoon. We'll give you a bit of an update on Nicky Platt as well, because Nicky Platt obviously has had a fantastic pre-season. However, he's not in the starting lineup today, and we'll give you some information about that a little later on, because the game has actually just got underway. Today's referee is Mr. S. Finch, and he's being helped along by Mr. Goodacre and Mr. Firehold.
Firehold?
No, I've got to call him Firehold. And as I say, we're not working off our usual quality this afternoon.
I think you'll find it's going quite well so far.
As FC United on the ball right hand side, a lovely ball to play through there from the captain. 1-2 between FC United's Jerome Wright, but the ball falls for the big number 4, but he gives it away and it's chested on. Sorry, my friend. Chested away. And FC United needs to win the ball back. It's with Grantham. Spread the ball down the left-hand side, the far side, that is, and it's out for a throw-in to FC United.
We've had a tweet in from Nicky Platt. Gutted to be missing today. It's FC United game, but I'll be supporting the lads from the stand. A nice 3 points will go down very nicely.
Well, while the ball's out of play, I'll give you a quick update about Nicky Platt.
He's there.
He's had... I know he's there. I can see him in talking to him. He's had a few problems with heart palpitations, and he's going to see, but with breaking play, because FC United need to clear the lines. And there's a strong challenge there, and good defending from Jones from FC United, but... Nicky Platt has got to go see a specialist in regards to getting palpitations on his heart at a couple of games over the last few weeks. So they said to rest, and he's going to go and see a specialist and have all the heart scans and hopefully get out of the way and be back with us sooner rather than later, because he has had a good start to the pre-season with FC United. But again, let me give you the team. It's 0-0 here if you just joined us. We're 2 minutes into the game as Spencer clears his lines left-footed, sways the ball to this late touchline. It was headed away by Persico, and down the right hand side goes to number 8 now, and he puts a ball in, but there's no one there, and perhaps had more time really than he thought did. Martin Ball,
what a groan that was from the crowd though. Did you hear it? Was that like Panto season? Oh,
FC United spread the ball down the right hand side. Can Falsworth can get on the end of it? It's cleared comfortably by Sam Saunders, and it's going to be a throw in, and it's going to be Carlos Rocker on the far right hand side to take it. And that's it. In fact, he's left it for Jacobs. Jacobs plays it to Cottrell now. Cottrell first time left ball. It's a lovely swinging ball. There's opportunity here. But the keeper cuts it out comfortably. And decent ball in there from Jake Cottrell from an FC United perspective. But the ball's high in the air. It's won in the air by Jones. Second ball needs to be picked up by an FC shirt. But it's a free kick conceded by Dave Birch. 10 yards into the halfway, into the FC half.
Furthest listener so far currently listening is listening in Kansas.
Kansas.
Yes, it's what, a new game that we're doing this season.
Kansas Chucky Fried Chicken. It's no, 11 Zoom actually.
Wichita.
No, you don't sell them Wichita grubs there. But it's a free kick anyway. It's dead centre, about 25 yards outside from the FC penalty area. The ball's definitely put down the right hand side. It's a decent header across there. It's a push in the back there. The referee says play on though, and FC United eventually clear the lines, but it's fallen to a Grantham player, has it? No, it's well played there from Matthew Wolfenden, and they get the free kick there.
Adelaide's just tuned in, so you win.
Which is, yeah, you see, that's a, as soon as you say, oh, Wichita's with us, oh no, Adelaide comes along, and the nice ball there for Jerome Wright to run onto, and he's got space now. Jerome Wright plays a poor ball, really. It was cut out comfortably by Grant Brearley, but the ball down the left hand side for Lee Neville. Well, Lee Neville puts Jerome Wright into space there, and it was a decent, or should have been a decent cross, but it was under hit, really. But FC United have the corner, the first corner of the game, and we're 3 minutes in. And it's going to be Carlsberg who comes across because he takes right footed. The ball floats towards the back post. It's a decent ball again, punched away by Lindley, the keeper. Who's going to pick it up? It's between the number three Potts and Jerome Wright, and Jerome Wright does well enough there and gets himself a throw in. Well, a lively start, two teams looking to play attacking football. The weather and this heat certainly will have, I would have thought, at some stage of the game an effect, and perhaps an adverse effect. But nice play there by Potts, got out of danger well there, and was on the halfway line, but it's back with FC United, and it's Lee Neville now plays the ball. So about Wolfenden. Wolfenden has the overlap of season, but he puts a lovely ball in. Keeper comes and punches because Norton was nearly on the end of it, and FC United starting off well here. It's out for a goal kick.
I've got an update on James Inley. He doesn't like catching the ball.
That's an update, is
that's
it?
That's an update.
I think we might have suspected that as the first two touches had.
I think he's what's known in the business as a flapper.
A flapper. Well, there we go. And, the make what you will.
They
have
were
that.
Big in the 20s.
0161. 0161. 850-1878 is
Twitter
the
at FCM Radio.
Let me get that bit in first, all and then right. You do that. And station at fcmradio.co.uk. Anyone old school, you know the old number, 0759610422. And someone's brought me a burger. And the look on his face there, thinking, how dare this man even attempt to steal this burger off me? As FC United have to clear the lines, and they do well to do so. But it's halfway line, throwing.
Just to let listeners know as well, we're broadcasting with a 3 minute delay currently. We're just 3 minutes behind, that's all.
3 minutes behind what?
His constructive coding update.
Well, that's not a help, is it? If you're 3 minutes behind, there's Lee Neville now. Strong challenge there, but the 10 does well, and then FC United clear the lines. There's a high ball in the air. Get one bounce, and this is a kind of ground that a ball boy or ball girl really earns air money, because you've got an 8-lane running track, and behind that is grass embankments, which reminds me of the old naughty 40s when they came to see us once upon a time. Oh, and how they wish they hadn't. As the ball's a poor one, really, from Grant Brindley.
Oh, anyway, on Twitter, I don't know what Peter Whitehead's getting at here. He said, this commentary is brill, comedy at its best. We're not being funny, are we?
I think naturally, we don't realise we're doing it. Oh. You know, he listens back to the podcast. And
I thought I was going to have a career on ITN after this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, we're going five live, aren't we?
Hopefully.
We're hopefully going five live, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give you a bit more of an update about the late runners. The goal kick's taken. It's a monstrous kick by Spencer. And Carlos can get at the end of it. He's got a big lad around him there. Pushes in the back, does Carlos, but Sam Saunders did well there. And the ball slicked on. He might suffer a little bit more today, Sam Saunders. He's got red hair. And I hope he's got about factor 5 billion on, if there is such a thing. That's just lard, isn't it, basically? Factor 5 billion, I would have thought. As halfway line, FC United get the ball back comfortably. It's with the captain. Nice touch there. Cuts inside. Needs to pass the ball, though. He's been surrounded by two players, and he finally gives the ball back, and it's picked up by Stott. And Stott back to Spencer. Spencer in turn plays it to Adam Jones. First time I'm really going to see him in a really competitive game.
Ooh,
and a strong quality challenge there for in the middle of the park, and it releases the number 9 down this right hand side. Paul Grimes left footed.
Oh.
It had the keeper beat and it was just wide of the post, but that all started off with a fantastic challenge in the middle of the park by I think it was Reece Lewis. No, it wasn't. In fact, it was it's the man I can't pronounce,
Nawadi.
But FC United now turning into attack as well, and it's Norton plays it back to Carlos Rocker. And Rocker's offside there.
Have you told everyone about the local landmark?
The water tower on the far right hand side, looking lovely.
Given the historical
spiel you gave me before. At half time. The historical spiel, what historical spiel did they give you? People have turned them into houses, I said.
Turned into like Alan Wicker.
No, Alan Wicker? Well, I am accessible. I'm your flexible friend.
A score update from the third division in Scotland. Rangers 0, East Stirling 1.
Get in there! Sorry, is that me just... What happens if they get relegated? Where do they go? They, play
they
in
don't
the...
have relegation in that league.
They do. They have to play in the Outer Hebrides Cow Sunday Alliance. As FC United pick up the ball again. The game really not settled yet. We are...
9 minutes.
8 minutes and 37 seconds into the game. And I'm waiting for...
I'm rounding it up.
Are you rounding
with
up?
No decimal places.
We're 3 minutes behind, so in fact we're actually only, according to everybody else, it'll confuse everyone that. As the halfway line, the ball reaches Grantham's big number 10. He's done well there, Ben Saunders, the captain. And a late challenge there on Jake Cottrell from Amica.
It's not Jake Cottrell, that, is it? It's Birch.
And a little bit of a communication between... it's not Cottrell, you're right, it's...
Birch.
It is Birch. No, I'm now getting in roast potatoes. But we're right next to the kitchen, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the roast potatoes, and as most people know, I'm not a lover of meat. But the smell of that chicken as an offside decision against FC United, and the referee, Mr. Finch, blows his whistle. And he didn't like that challenge at all, did he, Birchie?
He was
10 minutes on the clock, ladies and gentlemen, and the magnificent Paul Stato brings out his little card that played such a vital role in last season.
Dave Birch was a bit naughty at Macclesfield when we saw him last.
A bit naughty?
Yeah.
Naughty. Ooh, I like that. A bit naughty, eh? In what way was he naughty?
Just a bit. Just like
a bit,
you say.
Just a bit naughty, yeah. Well, he stepped down a division, or two divisions in fairness, with Hyde being promoted. I think all the travelling was going to cause him a number of problems, and he's decided to come to FC United of Manchester this season, and... I'm hoping he can prove the quality and show what he's made of. There's still for me at this moment in time a real playmaker in the middle of the park lacking from an FC United, but you know, early days, it's 0-0 here. If you just joined us, just gone past 10-minute mark. It's back with the goalkeeper, Lindley. Takes one touch, and Jerome Wright put the pressure on there, but they come away with it. Just over the halfway line, but a strong challenge there by Birch, wins the ball. And then a ball swung from left to right, a lovely ball there, but Lee Neville should be able to deal with this, and he does. It comes off him for a throw-in, and it was Prosecco. I've got to call him Prosecco from now on. A lovely sparkling white wine. And the ball's hit into the penalty area, offside decision against the number 9. He's run onto that, and in fact it was, I think it was Martin Ball, the number 8, that was just into that... offside position, and it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. But I think, again, one thing you have to take into consideration this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, the temperature here is very, very hot indeed, and the players get themselves conditioned and get themselves fit, but lots of fluids for me need to be taken on board as Jones hits the ball for the far right hand side. Can Norton flick it on to Carlos Rocker, who's not really been in the game at all as of yet, not any service for him as the ball's got in behind FC United stop, but he makes amends, plays it back to Jones. Stop playing an essential half role this afternoon with Jones. He has to get across there, and he's out of position. There's an opportunity. It's 2 against 3, and no one put the challenge on there. The first ball is a goal, and that all started from a poor mistake from FC United's Stott. He was in the right back position, because Kyle Jacobs had moved on beyond him. The ball was played over the left hand side, and well, the man who got the ball, he was allowed to run a good 30 or 40 yards and just poke the ball into the back of the net. And well, on
12 minutes,
FC United find themselves a goal down and a poor goal to concede.
I think Stott just misjudged it, but what after that, he had all the time in the world, didn't he, really?
Well, there was no one coming across really there, and as I say, oh, it's this, I can't believe it. Well, well, we won't see what's going on, but there's well, the game is going on, but ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, unfortunately, there seems to be, shall we say, a little bit of trouble on the opposite side of the ground, but we'll carry on, concentrate on the football, and it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. It seems a little bit ridiculous, as there's only about 35 Grantham fans over on that side, and probably about 400 FC fans. It's well, that's not what we want to see, as the two police officers are making their way around there as the free kick comes in. FC United declare they try to win that ball, but they don't. And it's down the left hand side again. FC United need to defend it, and they defend it better this time, and Spencer clears his lines and it's halfway, but it's won by Grantham, and then Stott wins the first ball, plays it down right hand side to FC United's captain, which is out for a throw in.
I can give you a score from the Premier League. QPR 0, Swansea 1.
Yeah, interesting. QPR 0, Swansea 1. And QPR, Swansea had a fantastic season last year. As FC United trying to win the ball on the far left-hand side. And at the moment, they're losing out in the battle there. And the ball flicks over the head of it and comes off FC United's captain. And now for a throw-in just on the corner flag. Well, it's a goal down for FC United as the ball's at the penalty. It's a decent ball and it's headed on. Could have saved comfortably though by Spencer, but again, FC United slightly undone at the back there. There's a decent delivery of the ball coming across. As Spencer clears his lines, high kick over the top there. Can Norton get in the end of it? No, he can't. It's won by the number four there, Brindley. Brindley, it went way over the left hand side, and there's just a boot up front there, and Stott is having to chase this down, plays it back to his goalkeeper and does exactly that, and then it's a poor clearance really by Spencer, gets stuck up in the air, but it's picked up by Jones. Now Jones 1-2 there with Birch wants a bit too much time, flicks it across there to Cottrell, gets stuck under the feet of Cottrell. Another good strong challenge by the number 11, Amika.
Good tackle that guy, isn't
he? He's put some cracking challenges in, and FC United though, Jerome Wright chest it down towards Norton. Norton says I want it forward on the, however it's a throw into FC United about 15 yards into this halfway line on the left hand side, throwing all the way back into FC's half with Jones. Jones plays the ball back and simple ball up to Jerome Wright. Nice flicker outside by Jerome Wright, does well. Wolford, who was looking for the overlap there, but he hasn't got anyone with him. He's got two players around him and they get the ball off him, and then Jerome Wright wins the ball back, and there's a strong challenge. And I think the referee saying that the first challenge on Jerome, perhaps there was no advantage, and they've given the free kick.
An email from Dave Bonner. Gutted I'm missing, but just back from 2 weeks in Turkey, so I've got a better tan than Naz Moonboy, Josh. Also working today but listening in the kitchen. Keep up the good work and see yous on Tuesday.
Well, I've got a Mostyn tan as this free kick comes in from FC United. It's a great ball there by Carlos Rocker. It comes off the glancing head of a defender there and out for another corner, but a wonderful ball there by Carlos Rocker. And can FC United on about 17 minutes get back into this game? It's 1-0 if you just joined us to Grantham.
Just a confirmation from Failsworth. I'm not the groom, but thanks to the mobile internet link, I'm also he's always grooming, he says.
Marvellous,
which is nice.
Yes, Jerome Wright to take this left footed corner, swings it towards the back post. Jones is up there, the keeper comes in, collects his time, very comfortable just Lindley, but he didn't flap that time. As the Ball's high in the air again. It's well played there by Stockley. No, it's Birch wins the header. Put it forced kindly. Meadie plays the ball to the right-hand side as well with the number two, Prisicker, on the ball. Plays it down the right-hand side again. Lee Neville has to make sure, but he doesn't. And it's with the number 10. 1-2 plays with the first-time shot comes in. And a corner ball. And it was a good effort again. And FC United at the moment struggling to contend with the man in the middle of the park, Amika Nwankai, and also the two footmen. It's 1-0 if you just joined us. Good afternoon, wherever you are around the world.
ConstructiveCoding.com.
As always, bringing you live commentary, station at fcumradio.co.uk, and equally at 0161 850 1878 is the text number. I like this position where I'm stuck because I'm in between the door and people keep tapping me on the bum as the corner comes in. It's a poor corner, but it's cleared by Jacobs and it's out for a throw.
You know that last person was a guy, you know that, don't you?
What, with long blonde hair? I don't think so. But equally, I don't mind a pat on the bum from anyone. It's quite nice as the ball's into penalty area again. It's half cleared there by Jones. It's picked up by the eight. Flicks the ball back to the penalty area. There's an overlap there, but he just tries to turn on a sixpence there, but didn't quite come off. And FC United, Carl's rocking out for the first time. Nutmegs one player, goes beyond the other. Rides a challenge there, and I think quite clearly that third challenge was, shall we say, robust. But Carlos anticipated it and had to jump higher than Colin Jackson in 110 metre hurdles.
Meikle?
Yeah, is that what I said?
Yeah, that is what you said.
Well, the problems on the opposite side of the pitch seem to have died down somewhat now, but it's a free kick to FC United, and it's going to be Cottrell to play the ball. It's a poor delivery, and FC United, can they get the ball back? But it's won in the middle, and it's a good challenge there by FC United, and they win the ball back. And Jacobs this time, it was a challenge on Saunders as a captain, and Jacobs plays it back to Stott. Stott plays it in time to Cottrell again. Cottrell to Birch, all in FC's own half at the moment. And it's on the right hand side now. Carlos Schrocker, first touch, plays it all the way back to, it's a strange touch, but it's
lovely
back
one.
Back to the captain, who's having a first time shot. It comes as a defender and it's out for a corner ball. So if you just join us, wherever you are around the world, as I say, good afternoon, welcome. That was a sink plunger going in, was it?
I don't know what that was. That was anyway.
We're going to go another corner. And it's going to be FC United. 20 minutes on the clock. FC United's third corner of the afternoon. Tyrone Wright going to swing this up, left footed again. It's a high ball towards the back post. It's over Norton, but Norton's going to try and pick it up, and he does exactly at the back post there. But it's been taken away from goal. And can Birch get it? Nice touch by Birch. Can he bring in Norton? No, he can't. It's well played by the number two there again, Sam Prosecco. And it's out for a goal kick. So, as I say, the one thing I did, boys, do we know the goal scorer? Because I didn't quite get the name of the goal scorer for Grantham.
Paul Grimes, it was.
Was it Grimes, the number nine? Well, Grimes got the ball on the left hand side after an initial mistake from FC United's Dean Stott, who was at the right back position. He was given an opportunity to run a good 35 yards, and no one came across, and no one challenged, and just put the ball beyond FC United's Spencer.
Bryce Sparling on Twitter, support from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's have it.
And two players hustle and bustle in there. And the Grantham support on this side of the ground are not happy with that. Ben Saunders there with Lee Neville, but the free kick goes FC's way. Mr. Finch is in charge, and at the end of the day you have to play to the whistle, and it's going to be a free kick. It's deep in FC's half though, and FC United at the moment seem to be devoid of ideas of what to do with it. It seems to be a lump over the top, and it's exactly that, and Norton doesn't get on the end of it, and then FC United give the ball away, and it's an opportunity for Grantham to come out with it, but given away again, and Cottrell, so Jacobs would say back to Birch. Well, Birch left it and the ball's chipped over the top.
No ideas at the minute.
Poor is the cry from the FC commentating crew at this moment in time. There's not a lot of invention, there's not a lot of great deal of quality, to be honest, and FC United find themselves a goal down as Jones wins the header, picked up by Matty Wolfenden in the halfway line, but it's won by Grantham again. They put the ball over the top this time. There's no one there to help out, and Spencer's going to come across and try and keep this in. He does. He's a good 10 yards outside of his area, Right on the edge of the corner flag, and he brings it into his own area, and it's going to be FC starting again. And the ball really for me is a Lee Neville ball, but he's switched it to a good 50 yards right hand side, but again it's dealt with comfortably by Saunders. And again there's that man again, Amiki, the number 11, who's been tremendous. And the referee then
not sure that was a free kick, but never mind,
gives a free kick to Grantham. It was Paul Grimes, the goal scorer, making a little bit more of that, but the referee, Mr. Finch, has said it's a free kick. It's about 20 yards in.
How come, this is a text, how come Grantham Town are in our league? I thought it was the Northern Premier League.
Well, we've had Kingsley, we've had all sorts in this division as the ball's sprayed down the right-hand side. Neville needs to win it, but who picks up a loose ball there? And the number 8 came in there. Martin Ball, and he beat everyone too. It was a poor effort on goal, but
it's the Conference North we're trying to avoid, isn't it? Because that takes us to the M25, pretty much.
I think the division itself, really, from a north-south perspective, there's always been teams. I mean, we've been down here before, Boston. You know, last season we had two or three teams down this neck of the woods.
I think King's Lynn's the furthest.
King's Lynn, but we never played them, did we? Because they were pop. Expunged,
like a sponge.
Well, yes, like a sponge, Ben. Thanks for coming in there with something of equal nonsense. As I say, we will be back to a full lineup of radio commentators on Tuesday. We should have Mr. Roy Sewell and Mr. James Quinn. If anyone saw him last night, not stereotyped at all, not typecast in any way, shape or form, playing a police officer in Meet the Flins. As Wolfenden tries to win the ball, but good defensive play again, and out they come now. They break quite quickly, they need to spray the ball down the right hand side, and they've done that, but slightly overhit, and a throw into FC United. Mr. Roy Sewell will be with us, which reminds me, good afternoon to everybody over at New Mills. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. As the ball's hit high over the top, can Norton get in the end of it? He tries to flick it. He's got three players around him, and they cut the ball out again, and that's what they've been doing. They've been cutting out the danger of FC United, not letting them get in wide and putting decent delivery in, but it's an opportunity now for Neville, and he puts that ball towards the back post. But the problem with that was
no one there.
Carl Strugger had come inside, and it's out for a throw. But so Grantham lead by a goal to nil at the moment, and we're open and honest, they deserve where they're at.
I am trying to keep across other scores as well, and it looks like everything else is nil-nil currently.
Well, it's a throw-in. It's deep in their own half on the far left-hand side for Grantham, but they've got a good yard on it. But FC United's captain does really well, beats one player. Can he get a decent ball in? Yes, it's 1-2. Nice touch from FC United. There's an opportunity that he plays it behind FC United's captain, who's playing very, very deep. It's as if FC United are playing with more of a back three and allowing Jacobs to bob on there a bit more in that midfield. So like a three with five in the middle. There's Lee Neville now, right-footed. Poor ball. FC had numbers up there, but wasn't the best of balls, and it's brought down by the number nine, but given away, and FC United start again.
Ashton United 1, Worksop 1, a goal from Ben Deegan, and 1-0 between Witton Albion and whoever they're playing. Blyth Spartans,
that's right, yeah. It's interesting, that game, because Blyth Spartans, at the beginning of last season, there was two divisions between them teams, as FC United now trying to press and trying to get back into this game. But Matty Wolfenden there is down injured, and the referee says play on because it's not a head injury, but he is down, and FC clear, kick the ball out, and Matty Wolfenden, he's up on his feet, but he went to actually deliver a ball or try it, and he just sort of like kicked the player and the bit of the ball at the same time.
This is the weirdest place I've ever heard of. Come on, FC United, from Mac in Mansfield Woodhouse, Nottinghamshire.
Woodhouse?
Mansfield?
Mansfield, yeah. It's not weird.
Mamsfield. Not Mansfield.
No, Mam, M-A-M. Yeah. As in, hey, Mam. Go around my Mam's on Sunday for some cooking in the field. I'm having my Sunday dinner in the field. Well, that was interesting. Grant Brindley there, the number four, kicked the ball back to FC United, but put so much power in it, it constitutes a shot on goal.
A response from Failsworth. From the shouts of who are you on the goal, maybe Grantham aren't in our league. See what he did there?
Yes, he did. On the right-hand side, FC United bombed down again, and Kyle Jacobs, the captain, doing really, really well. The corner flagging, and then he gets a decent ball in, but it's cut out. And then It's the number 9 goal scorer. Grimes holds the ball, does superbly well there. Grimes beats his man. He needs some support. What can Grimes do? He goes one way, he's pushing the back there, and that's a yellow card there. And Birch is certainly be a yellow card there for Birch. There was four players behind him, so therefore you find it's a yellow card, but he's hurt himself with the process there. But good play there by Paul Grimes. And it's definitely a yellow card when he resumes. And I don't think the referee or Mr. Birch will have any qualms with that, because he was just outside the penalty area, about to perhaps unleash a shot, and got pushed in the back.
28 minutes gone. FC Lyon, constructivecoding.com.
They are, that's
a beautiful,
right, yes.
Thing.
A beautiful thing. If only the football today could be as beautiful. And I'm sure at some stage it will. But if you've just joined us late, well, FCA find themselves a goal down, and it was Paul Grimes at number 9 who's just got himself in the great position here as well for a free kick. So looks like yellow card there, that's quite right as well. And who's stepping over it? Is it the captain? No, it's not. It's can't see from here. In fact, it might be Martin Ball who's stepping over it. Black and white shirts with the white backs, so you can see the numbers, but unfortunately the player at the moment is standing right away from us, so we can't see the number. But I think it might be Martin Ball on the ball. Let's have a look. There's an opportunity. Only 2 yards outside the penalty area, and he unleashes it. Great effort on goal, is it?
Oh,
no, nearly spilled by Spencer, but he got the ball back very quickly and comfortably, and a tame effort really in the end, as FC United's captain now hits the ball through the middle there. It's just gone to the slight left hand side, and Cottrell has to come across. Good defending there. Ball still in play. And Jerome Wright, his first touch there is a poor one, and it's out for a throw-in. Not really got into the game at all. Players taking off fluids. Ourselves, 30 minutes on the clock. It's FC United and Manchester, a goal down here at the South Stephen District Council Football Athletics Track. The Mears, as it's known locally.
North Ferriby 1, Buxton 0.
North Ferriby, I tell you, this season, they've got to be a handful as FC United try to put the ball through the middle there. Good ball there to Lee Neville. Can the keeper come out though and collect it? He does. It's the right idea to a degree. Lee Neville made the call. He made the run, but slightly underhit.
Ashton 2, works that one.
Who scored? Deegan again?
No, Robinson.
Robinson. The ball sprayed far left-hand side. FC United need to deal with it. Can the number 3 pick it up? Lee Potts. No, he can't. Out for a throw into FC United of Manchester.
That's not the Robinson who used to play for us, is it?
We've had a number of Robinsons. So, you know, who knows? As Jones now marauders over the halfway line. Rides one challenge. 1-2 between him and Jerome Wright, but doesn't come to anything, and FC have it back in their own half, and it's with Jake Cottrell, left footed, looking for some movement. Plays it back to Stott. Stott plays it down, kept in just by the captain now, the right hand side, 10 yards into the Grantham half. They give the ball away, and then a strong challenge is needed, because it was poor control originally by the big number 5 there, Sam Saunders, but he made amends for it, and it's a throw into Grantham.
Marine 1, Clint Eastwood Town 0.
Ball's thrown deep again, and FC United have to deal with it. It's all the way back to Spencer.
And a text in, listening from Moston, the most exotic location, surely. Newton Heath?
What more exotic than Moston? Not quite sure. Jones let the ball bounce there, should have done that really, but FC United just win the ball back, then they give it away again, and a poor ball really from Grantham. They had opportunity there. FC United's Jones let the ball bounce in a dangerous position, and perhaps should have met that ball, as Lee Neville now plays it all the way back to Spencer, and Jones screaming at Neville, just saying, let's play that ball forward. And now FC put themselves in, well, they should have put themselves in a bit of danger there, but it's all the way back to Spencer again, and it's another big ball over the top, right hand side it goes. It's a high one. Can Jerome Wright get on the end of it? It's not Jerome Wright, actually. It's
Jacobs.
Jacobs as well. He's playing, as I said, FC seems to be playing more of a 3 3-1-4-2-3.
It's like an upside
Norman
down.
Norman Collier would have a problem going.
Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree. Yeah, we'll call it the Christmas. FC playing the Christmas tree.
But the pot is actually on top of it, where the star should be at the minute.
Yeah, is that? I like your analogy there. Yes.
And it hasn't really like been watered in a while.
I would say we play like a Christmas tree that actually has been left in the back garden till January.
Yeah.
The following year. As the ball's out for a goal kick and FC United need to defend it. Lee Neville gets up and wins a header. Not a good header though, when it's flicked across to the number two. A nice ball. He's onside there on the right hand side. It's Martin Ball. Nice ball. Plays it behind. Can a red shirt clear the lines? Yes, they can. As far as Carlos Rocker. Carlos now looking for some support.
Nothing wide though.
Jerome's going to chase that, but it's too
high. You see over that here. Then? He was looking for a wide player. There's nothing there.
And they've just squoze themselves so tightly there, so deep.
Have we started moaning already? 32 minutes in to the new season.
I think we might have. We're moaning and groaning. And, yeah, I like it. It's up here. I've got a better view now. And it's Jerome right now with the throw in the far right-hand side. Plays it towards Wolford, and Wolford misses the header, but it comes falls nicely to Norton, to Michael Norton. Norton plays it all the way back to Lee Neville. Plenty of red shirts in there. Delivery from Lee Neville needed.
Oh,
yellow
referee.
Card. I'm afraid the number four there,
Brindley.
Grant Brindley, just well, he knew he was going to go past him, took him out, and a free kick to FC United, and a yellow card for the big number four. And again, if we get wide, we get that pace. With the balls in, then there's opportunities for FC United, and Carlos Rocker will deliver this one this time, right-footed. This is where a goalkeeper with a with a left foot is going to swing out, right foot is swinging in. The goalkeeper's never sure whether to come or not, and a decent delivery can cause all sorts of problems. It can come off a defender or whatever, and at this stage of the game, it would be great to go in at half-time with something to show for, but they're a goal down here, and the free kick comes in. Decent ball, is it? No, Carlos delivers for the first time of the season, a poor ball.
I didn't know where you went then.
Ah, you see, I'm going up in the world.
Like Alan Titchmarsh or something. Get out that greenhouse.
I'm enjoying it. It's cooler in here than it is out there. Should have done better there, really, Carlos. It was a poor delivery. He's whipped some decent balls in pre-season, and he's looked on fire on occasion. But it's not really happening for him or FC United this afternoon. He's had actually very little delivery, to be honest.
After the match, we're trying something new.
What's that?
FCM TV should have video footage of an interview with Cal Madison after the game.
That sounds good to me.
And the audio will be included on the Pink Edition straight after this match as well.
Jones has to win the header, and he does exactly that, but it's going to be won by the number 8. Does really well there. Martin Ball down the left-hand side now. An opportunity for Ball again. He's got two players with him. He holds it up nicely. He plays it in. He's onside. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? It comes, but it deflects off Carlos Rocker, who's back defending deep. And then they clear the lines, and there's one man up for FC United, and that's Norton. And Norton, slight shove at the back there, and the referee and the linesman, perhaps for me, should have been given a free kick for Grantham. But as it is, it's a throw into FC United of Manchester, and it's going to be Jacobs to take it. And with only a matter of minutes left in this opening 45, FC United find themselves not really firing on any all cylinders at the moment. But it's going to be with Jacobs now. Can Jacobs get a decent ball into the penalty area? It's towards the back post. It's not bad. Can Jerome Ryan get up for it? No, it's headed away. And Lee Neville doesn't need to foul his man there. Number 10 does superbly well. Clears his lines, but only as far as Jones. Jones plays it just the halfway line across to Stott. There's no real pace and tenacity in the middle of the park for FC United. There's no ball player spraying the ball left and right rear at the moment. It's a bit static, a bit stumped.
I'm going to say the words meh.
Meh.
Yeah, just very.
So it's meh at the meh. It's meh at the meh.
Yes.
Right, okay. If you just joined us, it's 1-0 to Grantham. Two players booked. That player is Birch for FC United of Manchester, and the number four, Grant Brindley. But the better the two teams at the moment are Grantham. They've had some good opportunities. FC United really haven't tested the goalkeeper apart from with a couple of crosses that he's punched away, but it's on the left hand side again, and FC United try to get themselves out of danger, and they do exactly that. Carlos Rocker now with an opportunity goes inside because two players are running. They want to hold hands and take his shirt, I think, at the same time. But it's a poor ball there from FC United's captain, and Cottrell does well to alleviate the danger as Jerome Wright trying to win the ball. Can't get in there, and
we're asking a lot, aren't we, at the minute.
Wolford and back to now to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright rides a challenge, and the number two just leaves his foot in there. Prosecco.
We're asking a lot, aren't we? The final third, the ball's over to the wings and
well,
stuff.
Well, on a pitch
really...
like this, we should be playing. Yeah. It's certainly, what's the word we're looking for? It's a little bit heated out there, is it?
Raucous.
It's prickly.
Prickly is a good
prickly.
Word. Yeah.
It's prickly heat. FC take it quickly, and it's now Lee Neville. Can he get beyond his defender?
No.
Show too much of it, and good defending there by the number two.
Corner.
And, well, between Prosecco and Brindley, they give FC and gift FC really a free a corner ball.
38 minutes on the clock in this first half.
And it's 1-0 to Grantham, and FC slowly coming into the game, but not with any great leaps and bounds. A poor performance thus far. And that's my first thus far of the season, as the corner comes in towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Jones is. It's goal bounce. Goal! And Jones there, he leaps high at the back post. It was good delivery from Carlos Rocker, and Jones headed the ball down. It went beyond a couple of players through the goalkeeper, and on 39 minutes, FC United and Manchester find themselves on level terms. The Barscars are waving, and luckily this time there's no trouble in that end of the ground. But as I say in there, Grantham really, you'll find that feel themselves a little aggrieved. It's poor defending between two players on this near touchline that conceded a needless corner, really. But Jones leaps high, the man who scored nearly 10 goals, I think, for FC last season. Gets on the goal, scoring already, an offside decision against Grantham. Is that the kickstart they wanted? It's one apiece if you just joined us. And well, FC United and Manchester, I want to say fortunate to be back in on level terms, because Grantham haven't shown a huge amount, really.
But neither has FC, really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, as a ball sprayed out from Jones, decent ball, headed away, another corner for FC United. Well, it seems like from set plays, that's where the danger's coming from, FC United and Manchester, because that was a ball hit high again, defended by Grantham, but only as far as... only for a corner, and Jerome Wright's over there, and so is Carlos Rocker.
A Hensford 1, Frickley 1.
Jerome will step over this now, takes it against towards the back post, who's on there. Jones is up again, heads a ball across field. It's not quite dealt with, and Stott tries to play a
good
ball. Jerome Wright again. Can Jerome get delivery? Comes inside, left side, chips the ball towards the back post. It's flicked on beyond two players, but then it's going to be cleared comfortably. And then a poke on there by Birch.
Ball in hand.
Nearly caused a problem. 40 minutes on the clock, and it's back with Cottrell sporting a nice beard. As Norton gets up and flicks it on nicely. He's onside there, is Jerome Wright, but it's good defending. Can Norton win the second ball? No, we can't. But Wolfenden does. And then it's cleared. But only as far as FC United's captain lets the ball bounce out, and the throw into FC. Right on the halfway line. The hard way line, it was nearly then. And, well, a number of...
Grantham's finest, taking some Grantham fans away there.
I think you find actually the... the Grantham's... Yes, of course, sorry.
They do look like nice characters, don't they?
They'll be over here sat with us next.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Tokyo's just tuned in. Hello, Tokyo.
Tokyo Joe. So it's a free kick, 15 yards in the own, 15 yards away from the halfway line for Grantham, and the keeper will take it, and he chips the ball towards the right-hand side.
Jones is strong there.
Well, he was. Jones just stood his ground there, and the player himself decided that he thought he should have been given a free kick, as the number six there, throwing himself on the floor, holding his face, and then got straight back up. That was a bit interesting one. It's a bit prickly out there. Headed on, free throw into FC United and Manchester.
Tokyo's just left us.
Oh.
I think it was something you said.
There's a brief encounter, and the referee won't have a word with the number four there. And
Halesow in town 0, Michelover Sports 1. Are they in our league anymore?
Who?
Michelover Sports. No. Oh, I won't. That's the last time you're getting read out this season, Michelover. Sorry.
I don't think anyone's listening from Michelover, to be honest.
Well, they should be.
throw it to FC United, taken. Lee Neville on it. Poor ball, header there from Jones, really, but it's still back for a throw for FC United. A few minutes of this half to go. And it should be 5 yards back, but the referee's saying that's okay, really. It should be there, but the referee's happy and the linesman's happy, but that's one of my pet hates, really, is stealing yardage as Lee Neville goes past one. And then shows too much it, and they give the ball away. This is a good battle between them two. It's a decent ball over, but picked up by Spencer. But a good, strong battle between Ben Saunders, the captain, and Adam Jones this afternoon. Two big, strong lads, traditional centre-forward in stature against a traditional centre-half in stature. So it'll make for a good afternoon and entertainment. This is an offside decision given against Michael Norton.
We're going to get Nick back to Manchester, then coming back here to have a chat with Paul, and then half-time updates.
What, have you got some form of miraculous...
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, Mouth can actually talk now if he wants to. Don't talk now, Mouth, but he could.
Well, let's hope for the sake of the listeners he only talks about music and beards and life.
Peter Whitehead on Twitter, he's going to break your bones, Adam Jones. Come on.
Now the ball's high over the top again. FC United need to defend it. Stott wins the header. Second ball though, picked up by Grantham on the far left hand side. Can he get the ball to the penalty? It's a decent ball towards the back post as well. Free header! Oh, and I tell you what, the captain there really should have done better. Ben Saunders there. There was a terrific ball whipped in, and Saunders, he got into the right area, and he had no one around him, and basically he's hit the ball with his head wide of the post.
Here's a tweet for you to answer. It's a shame none of last year's youth team are involved today. Discuss.
Perhaps, but I'll be very open and honest with you. They're not ready. That's the reason why there's a massive gulf between this standard, physicality-wise, and just knowing what to do.
Theo Kidd made a couple of appearances last season, and it was just a bit behind, wasn't it?
The lads themselves know when the time is right, I think, and as from a management perspective, also know. It would be good to see them, but I think Northwest County's pre-season beckons for the vast majority of them to get something under the belt, to work hard, and get themselves in line for playing for FC United's first team. Lovely ball there for the number 9 to run onto. He's got an acute angle. He holds it.
Oh.
He did well there because he held the ball up well, and then he unleashed a shot. It was wide of the post, and Spencer had it covered all the way. But what he did well there, Paul Grimes, was he never hit it too early. And 45 minutes gone, and we're now into added time. And as I say, the game's picked up a little bit. It's a goal apiece. FC United getting back into it with a header from Jones at the back post. A good downward header as Carlo Rocca now takes over the right-hand side. Can he get beyond the number 6? He's got the trickery to do so. He cuts inside now. And he has to hold, check his run. Looking for some support. Can he get the ball in? Yes, he catches a lovely delivery. Norton, first time shot straight to the hands of the goalkeeper. And Carlo Rocca's down injured there as well. I think the player's got in for the challenge. It's nothing malicious, but he's down injured there, is Carlos. And when he was delivering that ball, and round 40 at the stroke of half time, it's an injury to Carlos Rocca, and it does that. It looks a bit of pain there for Carlos.
A goal update from the Premier League: West Brom 1, Liverpool 0.
Keep up the good work, Brendan Rodgers.
Oh, Rangers have clawed themselves back now. It's 2-1.
Oh,
I know. It's got to happen though, won't it? Come on. It was funny though.
But they drew 2-1 with Peterhead last week, didn't they?
I think they did, yeah.
They had the old Accrington Stanley of the Scottish football. Who?
Where is Peterhead? Is that name Aberdeen?
If you ask anyone in Scotland where they live, they always say just outside Glasgow. Everyone says it. Even if you live in the Highlands of Scotland, you go, where do you live? Oh, just outside Glasgow. It's like, goodness. We've got a bit of a break in play. Carl Tucker down injured. We are into injured time, and this is going to be added additional time. And I'm looking forward to having a wee.
Good to know. Thanks for the update there, Swampy.
You're very welcome. You would have thought, with there's only about 12 seconds to go, really, that he'd just blow. Let him be treated. Let the players come off the pitch. Get some fluid inside them, both sets of players. Because he'll blow now. But it's 1-1, ladies and gentlemen. FC United versus Grantham Town here at the South Kesteven District Council Athletics and Football pitch.
Half time at North Ferriby. North Ferriby 1, Buxton 0.
North Ferriby 1, Buxton 0.
Matlock Town 0, Nantwich Town 2.
Good strong header there by Jones again. It's picked up by Norton now. Norton plays the ball across to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright gets an opportunity with a little bit of width this time to move. He wants to whip the ball in. And he's hit it behind. Carlos Rocker said exactly where he wants it. He's back on the pitch now, Carlos. And he played it behind him, but Jones picks up the ball again. Another marauding run, perhaps. They'll go what? Past the defender. Should be a free kick. Referee says play on towards the back post. There's no advantage there, referee, though, is there? Overhead kick there from Norton. Comes off a defender. And FC United finishing the first half. Certainly the better of the two teams. It's with Kyle Jacobs. Jacobs plays a lazy ball across, but it's picked up by Birch. Birch plays the ball inside to Carlsberg, but the ball offside there. And in that moment, I nearly swallowed a wasp.
Oh, is it back?
I blew it away. I blew it
Why,
off.
What did you
I
say
just,
to
I
it?
Just, no, I just blew the I just blew that wasp off. He won't be back for half an hour.
Bit of blue there, bit of blue. Ilkeston 0, AFC Fylde 0 at half time.
Well, we're deep.
They're much fancied, aren't they, this year?
Highly fancied. Mm. 4:30, Lady Luck, Ripon. We're still waiting for the referee to blow his whistle in a, we can't exactly say a pulsating half, but FC have ground it out and got back into it. And
considering the heat.
Well, two teams are going to play in it as a free kick FC United have to deal with. It falls kindly for an FC player, and it's Birch who clears his lines. And that is indeed half-time. So with that, will FC United find themselves on level terms. Certainly coming more into the game in the latter parts of the first half. And FC United 1, Grantham Town 1, and we'll head you back to the studio.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Paul?
Right, okay.
Discuss.
Well, I thought FC started the game very, very slowly, and we handed them the initiative. We were slower to the ball. We weren't winning second balls. We were giving their centre forward the run of the pitch wherever he wanted, and eventually we paid for it. Before the start of the season, I think it's fair to say we need Adam Jones to find a good centre back partner, and I personally think we're still looking. I don't think Dean Stott is the answer at centre back, no matter how good he is in the middle of the pitch.
That's where he was good though last season, middle of the pitch.
Yeah. As soon as we put him back in the centre back role, he fluffs a routine long ball, and it means that their centre forward has got all the time in the world to race through and score. And we just can't afford mistakes like that.
It was commented as well during that half that we were playing a very odd formation because it looked like a flat back three at points, but
yeah,
then a flat back four of us.
Grantham are playing occasionally, they're playing quite direct football, and we should be able to cope with that, but we're not really.
And apart from that set piece towards the end where we obviously got the goal, and it was a cracking goal from Adam Jones, header, we're not really doing much, are we?
Well, I thought until we equalised, we were looking very poor. But the free kick and the goal, which Jones headed in brilliantly, I have to say, it's a great header.
Yeah.
That seemed to change the balance of the game a bit, and we passed the ball better in the last 10-15 minutes. And we started creating one or two goal attempts, which we weren't doing. Before we scored, the only chances we had really was two long-range efforts, one by Jacobs, and the other one
sliced by Wolfie, I think.
Wolfie, I think, yeah, that was deflected behind for a corner, which was nowhere near goal, but I thought, really, we started off on the wrong foot. We didn't start well, and I suppose we should be grateful at the moment we're level.
Well, Grantham are very physical, it would appear.
Yeah, they've got one or two players who like to put in hard challenges. They've got a couple of quick players up the front. Paul Lewis, the goal scorer, he's very combative. He chases everything. He doesn't give you a moment's peace. we've not really dealt with that yet. You know, we've got to be a bit more positive. Take the game to them, pass the ball better. We wasted a lot of possession in the first half trying to play along ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't going anywhere.
The chances... a lot of the time, it's a long ball out the final third, which is going diagonally, either to Jerome Wright in the air or Carlos Rocca in the air.
It's asking too much. If we're going to play it long, it's got to be behind the fullback to allow somebody to chase. Playing a direct long ball in the air is basically playing into their hands. We haven't got the kind of players anymore that can deal with that.
No, at the minute, Mike Norton's a bit...
He's isolated, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, towards the end of the game, he did get a good shot in. That required a save, and he's looked a bit more lively when he's had players around him. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's difficult. Grantham, you know, it's their first game at this level for a long, long time. They're up for it. The fans are behind them, and it's a tough game. This, you know,
we're obviously missing Dean Stott in midfield because we're playing him in defence.
Yeah, well, Birch has tried to take on that role. He's got himself booked already with a.
We described him now
challenge.
As Nauta, I think, that's his style of play. He's an enforcer, isn't he, really?
He is, yeah. I mean, he did a great job for Hyde last season. They won the Conference North and he was captain. So he's got some quality about him, but he's not really shown it yet for us.
And other than that, that's pretty much it, to be fair. It's just first game of the season and it's very, very hot.
Yeah, I mean, you can argue that it's not ideal conditions for football today. It is a warm day. The players are being asked to run around. They don't really feel like running around, but we've got to impose ourselves more on this game.
Considering we don't really feel like running around, we're playing a lot of hopeless balls to make people run around.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but hopefully we'll get our wingers more in the game second half. Jerome has not really featured a lot yet, and we hopefully he will. He is one short of 50 goals for FC, so it'll be a great chance for him to get his 50th today.
Just to let people know as well, Stato Paul is doing a new FC Live preview podcast before every game, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully every game.
So start subscribing to our podcast feed at fcmradio.podbean.com and help yourself. Before every match, there'll be a nice little podcast for you to download.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody heard that Charlie played last night in their league game and won a 9-goal thriller at Stocksbridge.
5-4 was it?
5-4. They were 4-2 down with 20 minutes left.
Sounds a cracking game.
It sounds a great game. So they're ahead of all of us now. The half-time scores probably. Ben's going to go through, are you? Or have they already got them?
Who knows? Marv, have you already done this?
No, you crack on, mate.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Right.
I haven't got any half-time scores, but thanks for the warning.
we've got some here. I don't really know how up-to-date these are, though. That's the problem. I'll tell you what I've got.
Yeah, go on.
I've got Grantham Town 0, FC United 0.
I don't think that's right.
Well, let's base that on how the rest of these go, then.
Okay.
Hettersford Town 1, Frickley 1.
That's...
Uxton 0, AFC Filled, Filed 0.
Filed.
Marine 2, Eastwood 0. Matlock 0, Nantwich 2, North Ferriby 1, Buxton 0, and Witton Albion 1, Blyth Spartans 1.
That's good, that, Mav.
It's early days, but I would suspect that Charlie are going to be another strong runner this season.
And Fylde.
And Fylde have got a lot of money, so they might go out and buy even more players than they've got.
Why is there a lot of money swishing around the Fylde coast?
I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. Is it oil?
It must be oil. It must be that fracking that's going on.
It's not kippers, is it?
Anyway,
okay.
No, the teams are coming out now for the second half.
Cheers, Ben.
Thanks, Paul, as always. Also, the podcast is available on iTunes. Just search FCM Radio and subscribe there as well. I'm now welcoming back Swampy.
Well, I've just been over to see an eminent member of the Armchair Army staff who will be moving over to Spain very shortly for providing us with our
polos.
Our polos.
Just we're discussing the Armchair Army, don't forget to donate, people. We need about 30-40 quid a month. So get your donations
in. That's not
too bad, is it? No, get your donations in. fcumradio.co.uk/donate. All donations are very much welcome.
They certainly. Do we know how New Mills are getting on this afternoon?
They were winning 2-1, I think.
They're winning 2-1.
One of the goals was from... Sorry. Oh, no. I'll find out.
That was Ashton you were thinking about, weren't you?
Well, it's because Ben Deegan was the goal scorer. Bursko 1, Ghoul 0.
The Gooligans.
That's not in our league either. Sorry, Bursko, you're out the picture. Just looking for New Mills scores. Can't see any. Oh, that's a reserve score. I can give you the New Mills reserve score if you want.
If you want to do that, that's fine.
Runcorn Linnets reserves nil.
Runcorn Linnets, not Linnets.
Linnets. Hey.
I tell you what, she
keeps you dry. And New Mills reserves nil.
Right, thanks for that. Well, if anyone else knows the New Mills score, I'll be happy to find that out. I'm sure actually I would have had a text actually. Let me just go and check. The players are on the pitch, but we aren't quite ready yet to start, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm ready.
Well, you might be. Can you
station
just...
fcumradio.co.uk. Don't forget you can also text on 0161 850 1878.
That wasn't very professional of dropping the mic there, was
no.
it?
And you can also tweet at fcumradio. This programme is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com
and the Armchair Army, as always.
And we're about to kick off in the second half, and it's FC United of Manchester, the good guys 1, Grantham Town the villains 1. Yeah, I know. I'm in the home section. I know what I've just said. Right.
Apparently, Ladbrokes 4-1, rocker to last 71 minutes, I've been told.
That's optimistic, isn't it?
That's actually been texted by somebody here. So we are about to get the second half underway. And, 45 minutes in, shall we say... It's a little bit heated, and it seems the executive area that we're in, they're all having the dinner still. As FC get the second half underway, and the ball straight out for a throw into Grantham. Two teams quite evenly matched. Let me give you the teams first. Again, James Spencer in goals, Kyle Jacobs, Lee Neville, Dave Birch, Adam Jones, Dean Stark, Rocker, Cottrell, Norton, Wright, Wolfenden, Birch on a yellow card, Johnson, Grimshaw, Cheatham, Amadi and Anderson on the bench. And Lindley, Prosecco, Potts, Brindley, Saunders, Watt, Lewis, Borg, Grimes, Saunders and Luardi. There's an opportunity here now, and this is very similar to a great last-ditch saving effort there from FC United's Kyle Jacobs, and the mistake came from Dean Stott there. Unfortunately, he should have cleared his lines, the ball went under his feet, and it was a great opportunity for the number nine there, Paul Grimes, to get to
Phil
Grantham Town back in front there, but they've got a corner.
I'll read this out after the corner.
And it's got to be a left foot in-swinger then. There's all the big men are up towards the back post. It's a high ball delivered. As Jones tries to get up for the header, wins the header. But it's still in the penalty area. What can they do now? Grab the nice back heel there. But Jerome Wright should be equal to it. And it comes off the impressive number 11.
Phil Bradbury on... Phil Bradbury.
I was just picking up your player there. The impressive number 11. You just booed your own player.
Phil Bradbury on Twitter. Not a great performance so far, but we've looked better since we got an equaliser. Log on to FCM Radio for great coverage. Thank you very much. James Whittaker. Hi boys, a big group of London based fans tried to get to the game today, but were let down by points and signal failures out of King's Cross.
That's right, yes, I think Laurie was one of those, the gentleman who organised the Cliftonville game, and a number of fans were stuck there, unfortunately. But if you're able to listen, good afternoon to you boys and girls. Hope you're enjoying the radio as the ball swung down the left-hand side. FC United now, ball's into the penalty area. Who's going to pick it up? Well, Carlos Rock was trying to get on the end of it, but it's been clear, but only as far as Jones. Jones gets a chance to put the ball in again, but gives it to Neville. Not the best of balls by Lee Neville there. The referee saying there's a late challenge on Jake Cottrell, and a free kick ensues for FC United of Manchester.
So they should have been on the 12:03 train to Grantham, but having boarded three different trains and being refused entry onto another two trains, some of us abandoned hope of getting to the game.
Well, FC United have got themselves a penalty. Well, you were doing all that. The free kick was taken quickly.
And it's a red card.
The goalkeeper's off, James Lindley. FC United were looking to take a really quick free kick there. They did exactly that. The ball there was left to Michael Norton. He went around the goalkeeper, who took his legs. The goalkeeper's been sent off, and FC United have a penalty. While you were talking about trains.
It's because of that train hat I've got.
You look more like a sailor.
Anyway, the point is, they're listening to the radio and they really love us, all right.
Well, Mr. Birch, Mr. Finch, the referee, has sent off the goalkeeper there, James Lindley. Looks like the number four, Grant Brindley's going to go in goals. And FC United have a penalty. So for one end of the pitch where perhaps Grantham Town should have scored and been 2-1 up. It's 10 men and... a penalty for FC United of Manchester. And Dean Stott last season was the man who took him. And Dean Stott, the man who gave away the ball for the first goal, nearly gave away the ball for the second goal. Can he make amends?
How many penalties has he scored?
Can he draw?
3 out of 3 penalties. No pressure.
He's not missed one for FC United, but can the big number four, Grant Brindley, well, can he do a Ben Deegan? From an FC perspective, let's hope not. And we're just going to wait here, but 10 men now. And Dean Stott steps up. Referee blows his whistle. Up he goes, Dean Stott. And it's off the ball, wonderful save. But Jerome Wright takes the rebound and puts the ball into the back of the net. And FC United find themselves 2-1 up here. The fans go wild on the far corner. And it's 50th goal for Jerome Wright. Obviously, it's been a 2-year spell and gap. But a great save by the goalkeeper, you have to say. And that's the makeshift goalkeeper, Grant Brindley, there, who palmed the ball away, but Jerome Wright was really quick and he pounced on it. It was an awkward height, to be honest, and he still delivered and put the ball to the back of the net. So FC United go from 1 down to 2-1 up in the opening couple of minutes of this first half. Second half, I should say. And what can the 10 men of Grantham do now? They've lost a goalkeeper. It's a hot, hot day, and it's not kind of day you want to lose a player. Hit the ball down the left-hand side to Grantham now. Stott, cushion header this time, plays it to Jacobs.
But players who are already on yellow cards like Birch need to be a bit careful as well, don't they?
Of course they do. We're actually on the 50-minute mark now. And it's Lee Neville down the left-hand side. Over the halfway line he goes, he just tracks back, plays it back to Jones, who scratches his nose and then plays it into to Birch. Birch, who looks too similar to Cottrell for my liking.
Not Cottrell, Stott.
Stott. As the ball's hit high over the top again, and this is a one for the captain of FC United to run onto, but it's good play from Grantham, but it's picked up by Dean Stott. Stott now.
Nice.
Does
play.
Well, looks for some support, plays into the feet of his captain, who chips the ball towards Carlos Rocca, but the ball's out of play and it's a throw in.
This is
for Grantham.
These tweets have got to stop. Simon Miller, he's stuck on the M5 with not a pie nor bar scarf in sight. Not the best start to the season.
Not at all, no, as FC United win the ball halfway line. Brought down by Cottrell, but strong challenge there by the impressive Nwadi.
Ashton United 3, Worksop Town 3.
I saw the text in there saying, nice one, Jerome. Novice error by Hughes on commentary, though.
All right.
So I'm saying is Jerome now an opportunity again down the left-hand side. Plays the ball across
Lovely.
The field. Carlos Rocca should make it 3, and he does exactly that. Jerome right on the far left-hand side. He's played the ball across field. Carlos Rocca has seen the ball coming in quicker than the defender. Got behind him, slipped the ball to the bottom post, and FC United found themselves 3-1 up here. And well, the fans will be happy with that. The team talk seems to have perhaps done the trick at half time. Obviously, the sending off has made a huge, huge difference. But FC United with more room there to manoeuvre on the left hand side. And Jerome drilled that ball left footed right across the penalty area. And there was no one back defending, really. Carlos Rocca nipped in, slotted the ball beyond the goalkeeper, bottom left hand side of the keeper. And FC United, 3-1 up here.
Hi, Will, on Twitter. New Mills 1-0 up against Harrogate Railways.
Headed away by Stott. So New Mills beating Harrogate Railway. That's good to see. And FC playing Tuesday, New Mills playing Monday. So anyone likes the football thick and fast and fancies a day out or an evening out in New Mills, get yourself down there.
Oh, and if you're wondering what this is about, don't ask. Good.
What's about? What?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm just wishing New Mills all the best.
And of course, Stockport Sports and all that lot.
No, just New Mills. As balls outside the penalty. First time shot comes in, isn't
he? Cracking
goal there from I think it was the captain there, Paul Grant. Ben Saunders, really, I think it was. And again, FC United there, which that was poor, poor defense. They all just stopped and allowed the player to put the ball to the bottom corner. And it was Pacheco, was it?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I'm sorry, there it was. It was the right back, Paul Pacheco.
That was a cracking finish, that.
It was a very good finish. It was poor defending from FC United. Very, very poor.
It did come out of nowhere.
Simasua song by Faith No More. As FC United start again, left-hand side. And it's Jones. Goes past one. Goes past two. Doesn't win the ball, though. And away come Grantham again, the 10 men of Grantham. Three goals to two down here now, 10 men. An enthralling second half.
Yeah, we've got a game on here, haven't we?
FC got to defend it again, but it's another opportunity with offside decision against. I think it was the man in the middle from Grantham there, the number nine, who's a danger man again, though. Paul Grimes and Ben Saunders both done well this afternoon as the ball's chipped down the left-hand side for Norton to run onto. Picked up by the number 11, who this time swings his foot. He had time there and needed a shout from one of his own players, but didn't get it. And FC United's Jones controls the ball, stabs it across to his captain. Captain plays it inside now to FC United's Wolfenden. Wolfenden tries to thread it through, but it's not happened for him. And Grantham come away with it again.
Well in.
Stop this time, gets in front of his man, and heads it towards Rocker, but can't quite get enough purchase on it. And FC United have got some defending to do as. A free kick against Lee Neville there. Chug in there from very partisan, isn't it?
A bit. Kendall Town have got an equaliser. It's Kendall Town 1, Stafford Rangers 1.
Well, they've got hope now of Grantham. They've done well to get back into it. They're a man down. The goalkeeper being sent off, Paul Lindley, for a professional foul on FC United, Michael Norton. But they have to deal with this free kick. FC United, it's a decent ball to the penalty area. It's headed away by Lee Neville. It's at a four corner for whom?
No.
An FC shirt, and Wolfenden does really well now, and he plays it to Carlos Rocker. Rocker with acres of space.
Go.
Plays it inside now to Wolfenden, and the number 11 there, really just he fell over it and they got away with it.
He needed a quicker ball.
Wolfenden wasn't up with the pace, and he couldn't keep up with Carlos. That was the problem there, as the ball to the chest of Norton. Norton's not going to get in the end of that, but Cottrell does. Cottrell plays a lovely threaded ball through to Wolfenden. Full time shot by Wolfenden, out for a goal kick. But end-to-end stuff here. Second half certainly livened up. James Quinn says the classic sucker punch there. Wake up, FC. That's from James Q.
Whitby Town 0, Rushall Olympic 1. That's going to stay that way, I reckon.
To be honest, James, Mr. Quinn, I know you're listening. It wasn't even a sucker punch, really. It was just completely lackadaisical defending. There was nine men behind the ball, and they allowed the player to shoot. It was a superb effort, and into the back of the net it went. So there's a substitution for both FC United and for Grantham, and Carlos Rocker hasn't even made the 69-minute mark.
That's surprising, because that break then was led by Carlos Rocker, wasn't it? Ben Saunders, the captain, is also coming off for Grantham.
Ben Saunders, the number 10, coming off for Grantham. And FC United, Carlos Rocker coming off for Stephen Johnson. And to be honest, I would have brought off, if we're bringing the second players off, Matty Wolfenden at the moment has not had a touch of the ball in the whole of the game. But it's like for like, I suppose. So Ladbrokes got it wrong.
We did say it was optimistic.
As Grant Brayley, the centre-half for Grantham Town, who's now the goalkeeper, clears the line high over the halfway line, and FC United get themselves a free kick.
Hello?
Well, we're just waiting for the free kick to eventually be taken. If players aren't prepared to go back 10 yards, you're quite within your rights to... Well, the referees actually said play on, because it's not a free kick. He was about 4 yards when he took the free kick, and FC United have to take the throw in instead. It's all the way back to Spencer, high over the halfway line. Though Spencer gets the ball, Norton's up there,
does well there,
puts pressure on the defender, and Johnson's first touch is to his captain. Johnson the ball again, plays it now to Birch across to Cottrell. Cottrell now plays it inside there, really, when Jerome Wright with acres of space on the far left hand side, and up goes the captain of FC United, wins the header, but it's into the arms of Grant Brindley.
Percy Ratcatcher on Twitter, there's only one Manchester hero called Carlos.
I agree with that. And FC United have a throw-in on the halfway line, on the far left-hand side. Both benches on that far left-hand side, next to the stand. And FC United get a free kick. And again, I've got to say... He's quite niggly out there. So we've talked about prickly heat, and they like to stand in front of the ball perhaps and just leave themselves there, making their presence felt. But at the same time, hopefully the quality of FC United this afternoon should prevail, or could prevail, as they are leading by 3-2, and Grantham down to 10 men as Stott on this right back position. Late challenge there. Referee says play on. The 17 there, Jamie McGee, maybe a bit more exuberance, and into the book he goes. And there's a suggestion that he dived. The reason why he dived is that the rule is the intent. And if you see a player flying and you jump over him, the reason is you don't want to have a broken leg, do you? It's FC United, what they need to do now, they need to keep the composure. They need to make sure that they keep the professionalism. One thing that's let us down in the past, when you play against teams that are big and tough and will work and work and work, is keep your professionalism and make sure you don't give yourselves the opportunity for the referee to put you in the book or send you off. As FC take the free kick, it's deep into the half of Grantham, as Jerome Wright picks it up, far left outside, flicks the ball.
Good looker. Sixty minutes
on the clock. Yes, someone just texted me to wave, so I had to do a wave. That's FC on the ball again. Spread the ball down the right hand side, and Johnson getting the end of it. It's the big to the five. Saunders, he wins the header, but captain tries to get beyond his number three. He's showing good strength, 40 there, and
I'm not sure. That's
a free kick conceded.
I'm not even sure that was a free kick.
Well, some of the local fans around us wanting
blood.
Well, something maybe there. West Brom have just missed a penalty versus Liverpool, I've been led to believe. As FC United's Lee Neville heads a ball halfway line bound. Norton can't get the end of it.
Boot.
And then the outside of his foot there from FC United's captain, and it flicked on there by Jerome Wright with his head. And did well there, Jerome Wright, to keep it in play, did he? But Norton.
Just to confirm that West Brom is still 1-0 up against Liverpool.
Yeah. So if you just joined us, well, it's been an eventful second half, shall we say. Both teams going in at half time, a goal apiece. And within few minutes, FC United taking the lead from a professional foul off James Lindley, the goalkeeper, who meant that Grant Brindley has got in goals. He saved the resulting penalty from Dean Stotts, and there was Jerome Wright to mop up and put the ball into the back of the net. And FC United then, only a few minutes later, down the left hand side, Jerome Wright with the space, hit the ball, and then basically Carlos Rocker into the back post, thank you very much, making it 3-1. Comfortable, you might have thought, but straight back into it. Grantham came,
Persico.
And it was Sam Persico who a cracking effort. There was nine men behind the ball, and FC United just allowed him, and he cushioned the ball into the bottom corner beyond FC United's keeper's right hand side. And since then, it's a bit scrappy, it's a bit messy, and it's all to play for still, I would have thought.
I thought you were going to break out into, it's time for the ready money round.
It's been back on, hasn't it, recently, that going for gold? It is possibly
catchphrase.
The ready money round. Sorry, you're right there, yes. It's the heat. Anyway, FC United need to deal with this. It's a goal bound, but only into the arms of Spencer.
What do you mean going for gold's back on?
In its old format, as in the repeats.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, it's garbage.
No, it's not.
It is.
Come on.
Oh, it's horrendously bad. Seeing the fashion of the 80s from the whole of Europe, it's incredible. And here's Austria. No, you don't want to be wearing that. It's
Agger has been sent off for Liverpool, and West Brom are now 2-0 up. Thanks, James.
Yeah, I've got that. We're all getting that. Is that where he is? He's not on holiday. He's actually there commentating on that game, isn't he? Well, Mr. Quinn, I saw you on the television last night, and your now familiar police role in one of the finest British comedies I've seen for many a year, Meet the Flins. As FC United need to defend it, they do well. It's all the way back to FC United's keeper. There was a bobble there, but he did well there because he's got 50 yards
on
it.
Nice on this.
FC United get themselves a corner ball because between goalkeeper and defender, and it came off the knee, and FC United find themselves with an opportunity perhaps to make this count. Jones goes up. Stodd will go up there as well. Up goes the man who's got a fantastic leap in Neville, and he's scored plenty of goals with his head, as Johnson looks like he's going to take this. Just as he said that towards the back post, who's on the end of it? Keeper does superbly well, palms it away, but only as far as Stott. Stott plays it to Norton. Norton's first touch is not the best of touches. Still in the penalty area, but it's going to be cleared, I think, only as far as Cottrell. Cotchell plays it across now to Scott, deep into the latter half of the opposition. For the ball to the penalty area, near post, it's headed away. Defending with the lives at the moment at Grantham, it's Lee Neville. Lee Neville now looks for some support, gets inside to Cotchell. Cotchell back to Jerome Wright, playing in the left back position at the moment. Jerome wants to hold the ball, plays it to Cotchell. Cotchell to Neville. Neville looking for support. He's going the way back. And that wasn't the pressing from Grantham, that was the poor quarter from FC United. And we've and turned what was very nearly a good attack into a defence. And then a throw in, which is now in very deep in the FC half on the far right hand side. Opportunity here now. Gets beyond the player there.
No.
The referee's bought that one, but it is a free kick anyway.
...65 minutes on the clock, Swan Pearfield who score.
Yep. There's a free kick in a dangerous position here, and what can Grantham do with it? Because they'll now be hoping and praying to get something out of this game. They took the lead early on in the first half, and the better team for large parts of that first half. FC United were quite poor. They got themselves back into it, and from that moment seemed to take the slight advantage. But in this dangerous position, it's about 10 yards out, right hand side, to be whipped in left footed. And the referee, Mr. Finch, just waiting for the wall to settle. And up he steps. Decent ball straight to the arms of FC United's goalkeeper there. And yes, Mr. Quinn's just stated that we've rumbled him. He's now the lead commentator for Cop FM.
Well,
you see what he's done there? He's used. I think that's quite good, that. He spelt it wrong, though. I liked your line last night. Yes. Oh, what a carry on. FC United back on the ball in their own half. Stott plays it across to Jones. Jones back to Stott. To Birch. Uncanny resemblance of at least three players at FC who play the similar position, which doesn't help.
Adam Jones has been excellent today, hasn't he?
Jones has, yes. He's done really, really well. There's Birch on the ball now. Plays it across to Stott. Stott just over the halfway line, this right hand side. Don't switch it, just let's keep playing.
And don't do that either.
Poor ball though by Stott and 17 McGee. Does really well there, he rides one challenge. And then gets himself a free kick.
Don't forget, people, you can donate to this service, www.fcumradio.co.uk/donate. And don't forget to look at constructivecoding.com.
Well, they do all the constructive coding, and they do the best microchip balms in the business. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. Station at fcumradio.co.uk, 0161 850 1878. This free kick goes into the penalty area. FC United need to defend it, but there's a free man there, and that should have been an opportunity. Back post.
Oh.
And it's cleared off the line by FC United's Lee Neville, but woeful defending from three or four static FC shirts there. A free header, but they've still got an opportunity to grab them, getting the ball to the penalty area. It's a poor ball this time, but woeful defending from FC United, and Grantham will feel themselves unlucky not to be right back into this. The 10 men of Grantham
was
as
that,
well.
Was that Lee Neville clearing it off the line, would you say?
It was, yeah. Lee Neville at the back post clearing off his line, but a free header for the big number five it was, Sam Saunders, and very unlucky not to be on level terms there, really.
Hemsford now 3-1 up against Frickley.
As FC United now needs some composure, because Grantham are coming back into this game and perhaps would have equalised there. As Jerome Wright over the halfway line it goes. Rides one challenge. Don't jump in.
It didn't, to be fair.
As FC United now an opportunity. Can Norton find his man? No, he doesn't need him. Out past the goalkeeper. Great goal.
Superb.
Just as they were getting back into it, Grantham a sucker punch to make it 4-2. But I'm going to go back to an incident there. And you've got to play to the whistle. But I think they're talking about Jerome Wright's lunge.
He never lunged. He stayed on his feet. He stayed on his feet.
It seemed that he was...
He was about to, but he didn't.
That's what they're complaining about. That's what they saw.
67 minutes that goal came on.
Jerome Wright makes it 4-2 to FC United of Manchester. The linesman, and they are appealing for that. They're saying that there was a challenge there.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm saying that's what they're suggesting. I'm not saying he did.
Put him right.
I'm merely stating
put
that
right.
He might have. Well, 4-2 to FC United of Manchester here. And is that the killer blow on 68 minutes?
68 minutes, yeah.
And FC United need to defend this now, and they do that nicely. See, I would, Adam Jones had an opportunity to roll that ball out and then jump on that giant bouncy castle. That's what I'd be doing 4-2 up.
It's not a bouncy, it's a pole vault, Matt.
It's a pole vault, Matt. Bouncy castle, what's the difference?
Right, if you went on a pole vault,
yeah,
on a bouncy castle,
yeah,
and landed on one from, yeah, that height,
it'd be brilliant.
Going over the wall, aren't
it's
you?
Great. That's what they should do. The alternative is that you have to use a bouncy castle. FC United back on the ball halfway line now with Cottrell to right. I suggest Wright's going to get a challenge on him in a second, but he loses out the ball to the number 11 again. He's impressed
he's
me all afternoon.
He's a midfielder, that guy.
And two challenges on FC United. There's
I'm
no
not
free
sure
kick
about
there.
That. Oh, like for like.
Well, they try to take the ball quickly. The player still on the ball. Referee says no. Take back. Start again. And 70 minutes on the clock. Carlos Rocha's already off, if anyone's wondering. This is his usual spot.
An email's come in from James Whittaker. I've got my radio tied up, but can't hear FC fans singing. Is there many FC fans there?
There are quite a number, maybe 600 at least, as the ball's into Petter. FC need to defend it. Great header on there, and a good save round the post there. And it was that man again, the number 11. If only he had a name that was pronounceable. Aniki Nawadi. He's been terrific this afternoon. He's got a good engine on him. He's strong in the challenge. He got up there for a great header, and Spencer had to be equal to it and palmed it round the post.
P2 on Twitter, looking forward to the Nantwich game at home, man. Little boy Jake is going to be the mascot.
Oh, that's nice. As this corner comes in, it's a decent ball again. Who's on the end of it? Spencer gets a punch on it, gets a bit of distance as well. The first time shot comes in, I think it was McGee again this time, but it was well wide of the target, and FC United will have a goal kick.
We've had a text in as well. You know it's a good day when FC United are winning and Liverpool are losing. Get in, that's from Josh.
Oh, don't say that, because you know what's happened now, don't you? Another one from James Quinn. Fulham 4, Norwich 0, QPR 0, Swansea 3.
Ben Deegan's got another goal. Ashton 4, Worksop 3 now.
4-3, well, I tell you what.
Cracking game.
Substitution for FC United, and it's
Birchoff.
And on in his place is the cardboard cut out, Scott Cheatham. I'm only saying that because he was on the bench more last season and we just thought he didn't exist. But and you can't mistake him because he's wearing orange boots for us. And going off for
New Mills are now 2-1 up.
Paul Grimes has gone off, and on has come, is it another McGee? No, it can't be another McGee. It might be Carl Demuth, I think, is it?
Hello the Philippines and hello Edmonton, Canada.
Good afternoon to you all, wherever you may be. You are listening to FC, and we might be winning, we might just lose, but we all like a drink and we like some booze.
How long have you been working on that?
It came to me just then, in a flash.
Very talented.
It's not bad, that, was it, really?
Is opportunity knock still on?
It could be, if you play your cards right. Anyway, it's 4-2 for FC United and Manchester against the 10 men. There's an opportunity here for the number 14 there, Carl Demuth, to get involved, but strong there from FC United's Dean Stott, and the ball's back with Spencer. If you just joined us, a very entertaining second half thus far, as the ball's back and the goalkeeper keep it in play. No other corner to FC United. When I say the goalkeeper, in fact, it is the centre half, Grant Brindley, who's got to be careful. He's got a yellow card, Brindley, as well, isn't he? But it's the safest place to put someone in goals.
Marv's made a paltry joke based on opportunity knocks.
Yes, I noticed that, yes. That sent that to the abattoir as the corner comes in for FC United towards the back post, and Jones getting the end of it. Yes, he can, but he's headed it backwards. Who's got the end of it now? It's cleared. And they've got two men up still there. FC United have to make sure that they don't make any mistakes here. And between the three of them, they manage just to avoid it. So, yes, there are plenty of FC fans. I would say maybe 500-600 fans here this afternoon. They're on the far side of the ground, and the Atmos mic hasn't really been able to pick them up because, we haven't really got it on in the way that would allow the quality of sound, simply because we want to make sure that the quality of radio commentary comes through as Jerome Wright does really well there. Can FC United get to the end of it still? Jerome Wright concedes a free.
Basically, I've turned it down.
I know.
Because we're in the home section. And it has been a bit pantomime at times.
Go marching in. So I think it's like, so you commentate and I'll do some sort of like, you can do some songs as if you're a fan, and then he'll feel as if he's at the game.
I'm busy. I'm a bit busy.
You're twiddling a few knobs and you're reading some emails and texts that come out. Anyway, don't forget, constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army are always bringing you live and exclusive FC United coverage throughout the entire season. In our seventh season now, ladies and gentlemen. Seven seasons of this nonsense, and yet no one has been able to prize this headset off me. Come on, if you think you can do it, come and help us. As the ball's into the penalty area, FC United need to defend it.
Oh.
Poor defending from Carl Jacobs, but he got away with it because he nutmegged the oncoming centre forward. And a wry smile from them both there as FC United get the throw in. And so, on this near touchline, right hand side, the ball's thrown halfway line. And it's out for another throw into FC United. No, it's staying in play. It's still in play. And Stott back to his goalkeeper. FC United, all they need to do now is FC United just play the ball around. They've got the extra man. They've got 2-goal advantage. Nothing too exuberant. Don't have to do anything out of the ordinary. And FC United give the ball away. And that's an opportunity for the number 11 down the right-hand side. Plays the ball inside. A poor ball, a tired ball really, because he has worked tremendously well. And then a good ball there by Stott.
Quickly.
Brought in then FC United's Michael Norton. But Norton's first ball towards Johnson wasn't the best, and the goalkeeper clears his line superbly well there, does Brindley. And the second ball over the halfway line going to be picked up by a Grantham player. And FC United strong defending there from the captain, and throw into FC. And 10-man Liverpool 2-0 down at against West Brom, and it's brought the ball back with Spencer for FC United. Sprays the ball across now to Stott hits the ball the outside of his foot to Johnson to go on to the end of, and he's going to do that. Johnson, his first touch wasn't the best, but could he do the second touch?
Oh, well played, unlucky.
Out for a goal kick.
I've got some a crisis.
Brewing.
Critical error. Could not connect to the database. That's what's currently read on the FC forum. Crisis.
That happens all the time. I've noticed that recently. Critical error, yeah, data. Yeah, I get that all the time. But it's not happening here at FC Live, is it?
No, we're on it.
Hey, we're on it. We're here. We're bringing you all the live up to date. Was that a joke, was it? Well, you know what? Some people might not find that funny, and you might find a few people around the Hume area waiting for you with sticks and things. Sticks and things, yes, as they do in Hume on a regular basis. As FC United find themselves 4-2 here against Grantham. And barring a miracle, Grantham looked quite tired at the moment. Amadi looks like he's about to make his debut for FC United. Substitutions are in second place. Have been FC United's Carl Schrocker going off on 59 minutes. Birch going off about 8 minutes ago. On for those are Johnson and Chris Cheatham. And Amadi looks like the man who's going to come on for the last part of this opening game of the season. And a good start at the moment from FC United goal wise. The ball's into the penalty area, it's half parried away, first time shot comes in, and Jones was superbly well, but the referee had already signalled for the free kick. But Jones was there, spread his body, and FC United will now make that substitution on this balmy afternoon.
It's not an afternoon for wearing headsets, is it?
Not really, no.
So I'll give him a wash when he gets back.
It's an afternoon for the beverage, and it's the number 9 coming off. It's Michael Norton coming off.
He's worked tirelessly today, you know.
Well done, well, Norton. That substitution now being made. A number of the local fans wanting Michael Norton to leave the pitch a little bit quicker. However, Chris Amadi, the man to replace him. And, well, the twist of fate came really, Ben, I think, with the sending off of the goalkeeper, would you not say?
I think so.
Very even game up to that point.
Not that I was watching, I was reading out an email.
Oh, you were about trains. 3-0 down to West Brom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is apparently your 8th season, Swamper, as radio commentator.
Are we in our 9th season as a club?
Yes.
We are, aren't we? Yes. Yes.
Are we?
I don't know.
First game of Salford City.
Yeah.
Man, back in your pram, you're totally wrong. He was right.
As the throw is going to be taken on the far right hand side. Grantham not giving up. You know, there's still maybe a little bit of hope for them. Number 11 wins the header again. He's had a terrific game this afternoon. Maybe just running out a little bit of steam, but ball on this left hand side now with Grantham. Nice touch there by the number 3. Outside of his foot. Brings in McGee. McGee. Referee, I'm not sure whether he's given a free kick or he just wants the physio on because he looked like a bit of a head injury. So, as I say, coming up to
80 minutes.
About 80 minutes now, so just shy of 10 minutes to go here at Grantham. And as I say, it all pinged really on the sending off. And there'd be a bounce up there because the player is up okay and it wasn't a free kick. And Mr. Lynch starting the game in the old traditional method, and it's out for a throw in and just around the corner flag for Grantham. 10 minutes to get something out of this game. 10 men of Grantham versus the 11 men of FC United, and it was a goalkeeper that went off, sent off for a professional foul against Michael Norton, and up stepped Dean Stott, missed the penalty, but second ball was won and into the back of the net he went from Jerome Wright, and FC United quickly then accelerated into a 2-goal advantage with a goal by Carlos Rocca. Moments later though, very very poor lackadaisical defending. In fact, everyone just stopped and stood and watched and admired young Sam Prosecco. Slot the ball from about 25 yards into the bottom corner, and as you've just probably been aware, FC United making amends again with the fourth, and looking comfortable now, and really should this game should be put to bed, and has been put to bed, let's hope. And Spencer now clears his lines. It's a high clearance again. Can Jerome get on the end of it? He's got the number 8 for company. Does well there, Jerome Wright. And then a kick out there from the number 2. The onside decision. Been allowed to play to continue. Into the penalty area. Grantham go. Get the ball across field.
Well,
no, they can't.
Jones.
And, the number 8 there, Martin Ball. If the referee had seen that, he was quite lucky because he lashed out at Jerome. Today's attendance as well is 1,220. But a staggering thing is that 753 of them are from FC. So 1,220, of which 753 are FC United fans, as the ball goes out for a goal kick to FC United. QPR 0, Swansea 5.
They've so got Rodgers Loudrup, haven't they?
Rodgers has gone.
Michael Loudrup.
Yeah, and Loudrup's taken over. And his new club are getting battered by West Brom. And his old club are winning 5-0 against QPR at QPR. Mark Hughes is going to be the first man sacked in football then this season, perhaps.
The average attendance last year for Grantham was
286.
No, 268.
268. Oh, 268. Well, that's vastly increased, hasn't it? 753 FC United fans here through the turnstiles this afternoon. 1,220 fans in here in total. A lovely summer's afternoon where football really should be played, and we should be all in a beer garden drinking vast quantities of ale, listening to the cricket test match special. But as it is, we're in at the South Stephen District Council, who like to welcome you here every time you come. As the ball's hit out of towards the Burger and Fires van.
After us, we're handing back to Marv. And don't forget, tonight at 6 o'clock, it's the function room.
To be honest, I don't think anyone really cares.
Normally on a Saturday night, in the new season, we'll be going to the Miners on a Saturday night at 7.
With Lou Beckett.
Yeah. Comedy, live bands.
Oh, you know, there'll be all sorts going on there, I can tell you.
But that's coming in the next couple of weeks or
but
so.
No mining.
But anyway, no mining, not anymore.
Well, the man of the match from a Grantham perspective for me, the number 11 there, Amiku Nwaki, has gone off and he's worked tirelessly. He really is. Did you hear the pronunciation there? Well done, superb, well, and it's the 15. Damien McGee's on now, is he?
Yes.
How do they pronounce it?
Nowicki.
What, McGee? They pronounce Nowicki McGee. That's a bit bizarre, isn't it? You wait all day, and then two McGees come at once.
I want to go home.
As FC United trying to win the ball on the halfway line. Strong challenge by...
nice.
Off the ball, challenge there. I tell you what, the referee needs... Or the linesman there doesn't see what was going on, and there's got to be...
Oh, Christ almighty.
There's got to be a number of incidents here that the referee's going to have to look at. And this is what I'm talking about. They're in a situation where they're... That the referee... They just keep kicking out every time. The number 8 has kicked out several times at Jerome Wright. But what we need to do is, we're winning by 4-2. Walk away. Discipline is key. Is king this season. And, well, the line... The assistant referee should be flagging straight away, because I've seen that several times already. But the thing is... We can't allow petulance, and that's what it's becoming, if we're not careful, petulance to undo us this early in the season. First game in. We know the weather's hot out there, and tempers can be a little bit prickly, but we need to make sure we are professional. We're winning by 4-2. They're down to 10 men. There's no need to get involved with anything other than football.
Offset Albion are getting battered today, 8-0 at home to Trafford.
There's a big result. Forney, ex-FC United. Off go John Worstop and Nicky Platt there. Just been watching from our vantage point this afternoon. Has McGee on the ball now. Spreads the ball. So nice ball there. He's onside, but Spencer will win that ahead of the number 14, Demha. And with around about 5 minutes to go, I think we're about the 85-minute mark, are we now, nearly? There will be, I think, quite a little bit of
added time
with the sending off as Abadi doesn't win the header. And FC United now need to defend this ball. And they do that quite well, but Jones has to go back now. Clears his lines. Picked up by an FC shirt. No, there's an offside decision anyway. Well, at this moment in time, FC United certainly got to bag all 3 points, but there's lots of Fulham 5, Norwich 0, Burnley 2, Bolton. Something well said about professionalism. But yeah, well, it's true, you're right. There's another man being escorted out the ground on this side. It's all a bit strange. Oh no, he's a friend of his. He's just put a jacket on. That's very strange. I'm better to be a steward and we'll throw ourselves over the side. But we need to maintain professionalism at all time, on the pitch, off the pitch, and that includes the fans as well. You know, at the end of the day, we're trying to build something a little bit different, and we don't want to be stereotypical. We're going to do it in our way, our manner. And 4-2 here away from home, the opening game of the season, is a good start to that. As I say, though, I'll be open and honest with you, I think the crux of the whole thing changed with the goalkeeper being sent off, because up to that point
it would have been a different game, I think.
There was no difference between the two teams. In fact, the opening 35 minutes perhaps belonged to Grantham. FC United getting back into it, the towering header from Jones, and then second half obviously with that penalty and the centre of the goalkeeper, it all changed. But Grantham now down the left hand side, can they get beyond FC United from the 40?
What are you appealing for there?
Well, I'll tell you what they're appealing for. His arms round him, and perhaps if he'd gone down it might have been a penalty.
I'm not sure about that one.
Well, he's got beyond him and he's trying to come round, and he's pulled and he's held onto him, but they've not got the penalty. And I say petulance there from a Grantham perspective, because the number 3 has got himself needlessly booked. But I have sympathy there to a degree, because he's got the wrong side of him and he is pulling him.
The Balm Cake Man on Twitter, just woken up in San Francisco. What score is it?
It's 4-2. FC United are winning by 4 and Grantham has scored 2.
And it is a Balm.
And the lady at the side of you has been working in the kitchen tirelessly, no doubt. Oh, you couldn't have a pint, could you, down there, quick. We're gasping here.
Swampy chatting at the bar.
Well, it's I don't know what's going on now. I don't know what's going on. I can't tell you. I've got my headset on, but I can go and investigate.
You stay there, Quinn, sir. In other news, the fire exit
will not open. that's not particularly good to know, is it? Anyway. I don't know what's going on. There's something's going on. Well, let's go back to the pitch because we don't know what's going on. And it's balls down the left-hand side. FC United, can they win the ball? No, they don't. So headed away. Here comes Grantham again over the halfway line, just about. They've turned back on themselves. And it's balls over the top. Headed away. And FC United's captain picks the ball up. Left-footed, sprays the ball, left-hand side. It's a lovely ball. Can Jerome Wright get on the end of it? Yes, he can. He's got Amadi for company, but corner ball. And it's... In fact, the referee said the ball's out of play, and it's a throw-in indeed, too.
And it's finished Matlock Town 0, Nantwich Town 5.
FC United with the ball just outside the penalty area, switched the ball across to Amadi, but Amadi was never going to get that because it was a poor ball really, and the pressure being put on the defence of Grantham to give the ball away. It's got James' first touch, it's back with Grantham, and then nice ball there from FC United's captain Matthew Wolford. No, we can't get in the end of it, but Jerome Wright might get in the end of it. But last ditch defending, and good defending again there, and we're in the 90th minute now, but I think there will be a number of minutes of additional time as FC United's captain doesn't win the first ball. Free kick perhaps. And it's going to be a free kick on the halfway line. We'll just be on the halfway line for Grantham. It's got an air of Thatcher's Britain about it at the moment, hasn't it?
Not half.
That's what I remember with coal miners. Badge on as this ball's onto the back of the area. It's a decent ball, is it? Well, it would have been if anyone had attempted to go for it, but nothing at all. So this game pittering out.
What time are we leaving? 5:30.
We're leaving with the team bus.
Yeah, 5:30.
Is that, I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
And who dares to dream?
Have we mentioned Steve Wood's new haircut?
It's the first time I mentioned Steve Wood, to be honest.
Early 90s Inspiro carpets.
More James looking to me. But that's Mr. Wood for you. You can listen to the entire back catalogue of all the songs from James and most of the Manchester sound on his show. It's funny, because he's not even from Manchester, is he? Do you think he's reliving?
No, Ferriby United 1, Buxton 1, that's a full time score, and Hensford Town 3, Frickley Athletic 2.
And it's here, it's FC United. Well, I should say it's let's do it the right way round for a change. Let's do it, say Grantham Town 2, FC United Manchester 4. As the ball's on the far left hand side, can it be kept in? Well, it's out for a throw in. Good defending there from Grantham on the far, far side of the ground. And as I say, I didn't see how many additional minutes were going to be added. But
it'll be a lot.
Substantial, really, because there's been a sending off and the change of goalkeepers over. It's 4-2 for FC United. There's Amadi there. There's a foul throw. Referee says play on, though. No, he doesn't. He says it is indeed a foul throw. Jerome Wright. And be taken shortly. Pause in the air. Jerome Wright wins the header, but it's won by a Grantham player. And then it's cleared by the Mr. Adam Jones, but only as far as the goalkeeper. When I say goalkeeper, makeshift goalkeeper, because the centre-half has had to go in nets, and he clears his lines. It's a decent clearance as well, actually.
What did I tell you before?
What did you tell me before? I don't know.
Whitby Town 0, Rush Olympic 1. When they scored that one goal, I said that's the full-time score.
Well.
Back on it as per normal.
Well, they did that all season, they'll win the league, won't they?
Exactly.
Lee Neville now on the ball, plays it inside, 1-2 there between him and Cottrell. This is right now. What if the throw in doesn't get it?
This isn't a full time score. It's Ashton 5 now, Worksop 3.
5-3. Well, they're coming thick and fast out of the goals. As the ball's down the left hand side, FC United come away with it. Lee Neville has the ball, plays it inside now to Johnson. Johnson plays a simple ball and a good ball to the captain, who then hits the ball high across the left hand side. Lovely ball. Amadi brings it down in his knee, plays it to Cottrell, to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright goes past the player, they plays it down the left hand side. Lovely ball there. Good defending though needed. And got, but then given away, and then just comes off Johnson's foot right at the end, and it's out for a goal kick.
The announcer just read out how much time he's added on just now.
How many was it?
How many did he say? The announcer? One more minute.
So he must. That's okay. That is, in fact, the end of the game. FC United find themselves victorious by 4-2. Not the true tale of the game, I don't think, really, but. They'll take all 3 points here at South Kensington, Stephen District Council Stadium. It's even harder with a polo in your mouth.
Fans are disgusting. The fans are disgusting.
Full time here, it's finished 4-2 to FC United Manchester. This programme's been brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. And while I'm talking about you, Armchair Army, get your donations in www.fcumradio.co.uk/donate.
Just been told how nice we are.
Well, I think you've been nice today.
Not a lot we can do about it, can we? I'm sure if we spend any long as long here as we can, we'll be told by more than one. But I'd say with FC United, I think really if we sum up the game there, it's the penalty is the one that's
On the sending
that's,
off.
The sending off of the penalties changed the game dramatically, because until that point, two teams very evenly matched with the. A lot to play for. Drawsden lost 1-0. Arsenal, Sunderland 0-0, and West Brom 3, Liverpool 0. But what I would do with things like this, the best way to do it is have a warm down, stay on the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, you're going to feel it tomorrow, aren't you?
Doctor come in here and get confronted. But it'll be a tough season for Grantham. But you've seen the quality, they're a big team. They try to play some football, they've worked hard. But the number 11 for me was the man of the match from a Grantham perspective. But the captain works hard, but FC United really, as I say, it was that penalty incident really, and the sending off of the goalkeeper that really changed the game. And until that point, I didn't really see a great deal of difference between the two teams.
I beat you by one.
Yeah.
And he's behind you.
Is he? Oh, no, he's not. But it was, as I say, you're right. It's one of those games where it pinged on a decision. It pinged on the change in the referee making that decision with a penalty. And up to that point, there was no difference between the two teams. So you know, the players can only play to the whistle. They can only do what the referee suggests. And I mean, he took it quickly, and he went round him, and he did bring him down.
He was the last man.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the decision. It's just that's
the
what
quick free kick.
Until that point, there was no difference. There was no difference in the games. Both teams, both teams were equal, and that doesn't bode that well.
No, it doesn't bode that
not
well.
Not really, no, because you know they were the better team in the first 35, 40 minutes. Perhaps we got back into it, making it 1-1. Second half could have been very, very even all the way through. Haven't changed as it did. Cheers, buddy. But we've got the result, and I suppose that's what you want. That's what you need. Thank you for the commentary, gents. That's a great result. See you on Tuesday. Certainly will, James. See you Tuesday afternoon, my friend. And look forward to the commentating again with the crew. Well played to all the other teams in the division. A big well played to
Ashton,
and a big well played to New Mills.
And Nantwich, I think, won a lot today. I think
they won a lot.
Yeah, they won by 5 goals. I think
they won by 5 goals. Well, it'd be interesting. There was 9 goals last night. There's been 6 goals here. There's been 8 goals at Ashton. Matlock, you said there's a ruck of goals going in. Trafford have scored 8. Been absolutely terrific for. for goals. Defending may be an issue for the majority of all the teams, with the exception of Trafford, who've not conceded anything.
Just to let Marv know, the reason why the sound keeps going off is because Swampy keeps treading on the lead because he's having to move out the way while people leave the stand. It's unavoidable. We're working on it. But a decent enough game of football, decent enough goals from FC.
Work in progress, very definitely. Very much work in progress.
I think it's good to see Jerome Wright back in a red shirt. I think he's... I thought he added a bit today. And Birch... decent enough midfielder. Whether he's better than Stott in that position remains
It remains to be seen whether or not Birch can do a better job in the middle than Stott did all last season. And for me, that's a no. I don't think he can. I think Stotty position is where he finished last season, and he was instrumental in the way we played last season. Birch, a good player, don't get me wrong, but I can't see him adding anything other than what we've already got, which means we're going to have to bring in a centre half. You know, you've got the likes of Carmen Rowe, you've got Charlie Anderson. Is he ready? Well, he's a bit raw. He's got qualities about him, but again, you know, it's hard to throw in a player of that young, that tender age. We've also got Kyle Gallagher, but Kyle again is a U team player, 17 years of age. Thank you very much. So in that respect, a number of issues, but again, you always want to get off to a good start. We did that last year. We won two goals to nil last year in the opening game against Stafford Rangers. We've put here by 4-2, and it's going to be an interesting season. I mean, I think Whitby certainly will be a very different kettle of fish.
Yes,
pardon the pun, on Tuesday. You know,
they'll be chipping away at us for sure.
They may well be. Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
A pain in the neck.
Yeah. Oh, we're going down that route, are we? Okay. Well, listen.
Stake through the heart.
And you're too vain, you give love a bad name. I'm playing goth musical on Tuesday, that's what we're doing, having a goth session. But I suppose, really, all said, the points are in the bag, 3 points. Lots of goals scored on the opening day of the season across this division, across all the divisions within the North. And we'll look forward to bringing you live, exclusive commentary yet again on Tuesday.
Look forward's a hell of a phrase.
Why not? And then just think, 6 days after, we'll be in Whitby. Okay, fair enough.
No, I'm going.
Yeah,
you weren't there. Are you going on holiday at some point?
The Thursday. Yes. The game's on the Wednesday, isn't it?
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going on the Thursday or the Friday. We might even stay for a couple of days and then drive down to Cornwall from one coastline to another.
You mentalist.
You know.
Matt. Marv, don't play. What are you doing, Marv?
You're right, Marv. He gives beards, haircuts, and commentary a bad name.
Marv, are you there? Marv. They've had the warm down anyway.
Are we warming down?
Wait, we're warming down. Everyone's warmed down.
And we're warming down.
We're warming down.
And on that bombshell, ladies and gentlemen,
back to the studio.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.